Here's the 30-second lesson on what legends know. Never practice nunchucks in a crowded room. Never eat chole before a road trip. Always take your shirt off before you iron it. Don't take a call near a swimming pool. And don't forget, saving is not investing. Legends don't just say, they invest in mutual funds. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.
Let me start this episode of Politically Correct with a tweet by a politician. And you can guess who might have written it. Quote, "What was my crime after all? Was I not honest? Was I not hardworking? Was I tainted? Did I leave any deficiency in getting work done? I was ahead of all in the implementation of the Prime Minister's schemes. Or kya chahiye tha? What else was required?" Unquote. Well, very touching tweet. Sounds like a doleful cry of a betrayed person or wronged person who did not know what hit him and why. That was Rahul Kaswa, Member of Parliament from Churu in Rajasthan. The two-term MP posted those questions on X or Twitter after the BJP denied him ticket in the 2024 Lok Sabha election. He had defeated the Congress candidate by 3,34,000 votes in 2019 and the BSP candidate by 2,94,000 votes in 2014. His father, Ram Singh Kaswa, had won the Churu seat for the BJP four times in 91, 99, 2004 and 2009. And of course, Rahul Kaswa won in 2014 and 2019. Anyway, now see what another BJP MP had to tell the print after the BJP denied him the ticket. Quote, "I spoke to the state president of the party and national leaders. They said that in the survey conducted by the party, my feedback was not found to be good. When I told them that I had got more than 6 lakh votes in the last election, they said the votes you got were not because of you, but because of upar wale log," meaning Prime Minister Narendra Modi. "Self-respect is everything for me," unquote. That was Ajay Nishad, two-term MP from Muzaffarpur in Bihar. In 2019, he had defeated Vikas Seel Insan Party VIP candidate Raj Bhushan Chaudhary by 4,10,000 votes, almost doubling his victory margin from the 2014 tally of 2,23,000 votes. Ajay Nishad's father, General Nishad, was a four-term Lok Sabha MP from Muzaffarpur. Kaswa and Nishad are not isolated cases. There are over 100 other BJP MPs, over a third of the BJP's contingent in the Lok Sabha, who have been denied tickets this time. In my Politically Correct episode in the first week of March, I had cited some instances of denial of tickets and argued that winnability was not the only reason the BJP was promoting fresh faces. I had also cited studies and random samples from the last Karnataka Assembly election to argue that replacing sitting MLAs to beat anti-incumbency against them is not a foolproof strategy. In the 5 weeks after I wrote that, I talked about that, my interactions and discussions with leaders about the dropped MPs have added a new dimension. The BJP's spin doctors cite winnability, need to promote fresh talent, and many other noble and grand objectives to justify dropping sitting MPs. But are these good enough reasons? Let's go back to Rahul Kaswa's questions and Ajay Nishad's self-respect remark. Dropping them was never about winnability. Look at their victory margins in the past two elections. In Muzaffarpur, Raj Bhushan Chaudhary, the VIP leader Ajay Nishad had beaten by over 4 lakh votes in 2019, is the BJP candidate in 2024. Any survey saying that the VIP candidate of 2019 has a better chance as a BJP candidate in 2024 has to be fairly imaginative. I'm not suggesting that Chaudhary will lose in 2024. Given Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popularity, even a statue can win on BJP ticket today. I'm sure top BJP leaders don't doubt Modi's popularity. The question is that if Prime Minister Modi remains as popular today as he was in 2019, how can a BJP MP who won by a margin of 3 or 4 lakh votes in 2019 potentially lose after 5 years? It's difficult to answer unless the BJP's survey agencies also act like central investigation agencies probing opposition leaders. Let me quote another BJP leader from Himachal Pradesh here. Quote, "The party has changed a lot. Everyone knows how these surveys work. I have nothing more to say." Former state BJP president Maheshwar Singh told my colleague in Shimla. Maheshwar Singh wants the party to review its decision to field actor Kangana Ranaut in Mandi. Let me cite another example. In the Dhanbad Lok Sabha constituency, sitting MP Pashupati Nath Singh won the last three elections with his victory margin improving every time from 58,000 votes in 2009 to close to 5 lakhs in 2019. The BJP has dropped Pashupati Nath Singh and replaced him with Dullu Mahato, an MLA who won his last assembly election by 824 votes. Besides, as former BJP leader Sarayu Roy pointed out in a letter to his former party, Dullu Mahato has been convicted in 4 cases. Obviously, winnability cannot be the reason for this change in Dhanbad either. Compare the BJP's dropped MPs' records with their replacements. It's not about winnability in most cases. It's not even about nurturing younger leaders. Kaswa is 47 years old and Nishad is 57 years old. So what's going on in the BJP? It has already gifted 3 MPs to the Congress. Rahul Kaswa, Ajay Nishad and Hisar MP Brijendra Singh. And quite a windfall for the opposition party. The BJP is obviously sure that no matter how badly it bungles ticket distribution and how much resentment party cadres might have, 2024 is a done deal. Party managers are really testing PM Modi's popularity big time. To understand what's actually happening in the BJP, one has to look at ticket distribution in the context of other developments in the party. UP CM Yogi Adityanath is saddled with several ministers who were critical of him. Veteran turncoat Dara Singh Chauhan being the latest. A chief minister, even in his second term, can resist high command's pressure only up to a point. After Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar's removal, some leaders are floating a new theory in informal interactions with reporters that the high command wants to have a 2-term limit for party chief ministers to promote new leadership. But nobody in the BJP is saying it officially. Just like there was nothing official about the unwritten upper age limit of 75 years for holding offices and contesting elections. People learnt it by word of mouth. The 75-year ceiling that officially never was turned out to be a convenient excuse to get rid of inconvenient leaders. For all we know, the latest talk about a 2-term limit for chief ministers may also become an unofficial rule of convenience. You do not want the emergence of another Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who was seen as a potential PM for long until the party high command put him in place recently. A multi-term CM with a good governance record is always a prime ministerial contender. And if they are half as smart and popular as Narendra Modi, there is no stopping them when the time comes. Maharashtra's Devendra Fadnavis was talked about as a potential prime ministerial candidate in his very first term as chief minister. Blame it on such talks. He did not get a second term even when the opportunity came. Demoted to the deputy chief minister's post, he is witnessing a gradual erosion in his authority and political base. His detractor, Vinod Tavade, is now a powerful national general secretary of the BJP. Another detractor, Eknath Khadse, who quit the BJP in 2020 because of Fadnavis, as he said, is negotiating his return to the parent party. And Fadnavis is not involved in these negotiations. Khadse is talking to the high command. How do these developments relate to the BJP's ticket distribution? Well, what the candidates list shows is an attempt to use Prime Minister Modi's popularity to promote new faces or loyal MPs who would owe their position entirely to whoever got them the party tickets. The BJP is bringing up a whole new set of MPs, CMs, ministers, MLAs and office bearers of the organization at the center and in the states. They will play a crucial role if and when Prime Minister Modi hangs up his boots. And there is a battle for succession. Whoever commands their loyalty is likely to have an upper hand if Modi decides to remain neutral when it comes to his successor. That should explain this thrust on promoting new faces at every level in the government and in the party. in the parliamentary party also. You must be curious about the brain behind these changes, these moves. Someone with the ability and clout to carry them out. Or maybe you are not curious because you are all sharp political observers and you already know. All I can say is that it cannot be JP Nadda. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.